interactive dance stage, live art installations, hands-on workshops, and health and wellness pavilion. July 26th on the National Mall. Full details at wblinc.org/DMVMade. See you there. Brought to you by Words, Beats, and Life with support from WPFW.
I'm Candy Shannon, host of Morning Brew, the Friday edition, from 5 to 8 a.m. on member-supported WPFW Washington, 89.3 FM.
You know, nowadays, it seems like there's a lot of bad things going on, and I guess a lot of it, from the way I see it, seems to still stem from lack of feelings on our parts is how we relate or communicate with our fellow brothers and sisters. Hatred is a feeling, love is a feeling. Let's hate all that does not allow us to love. And we can do that just by getting to know each other and talking to the people. Who can you turn to tell your troubles? Tell them to. You can't go around wondering what it is you gotta do. You gotta be ready and willing to make a move. Nobody can push you if you don't wanna move. You suffer, cry, and hate, and live the American way. Fly the hateful skies of America, fly the American way. Gotta talk to the people.
Yes, indeed.
Tell them how you feel.
Good morning, Chip.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, fellas.
Right. Okay. Welcome, listeners, to Community Watching Comment Friday edition. Always a pleasure to get with you folks and discuss things.
Mm-hmm.
We have been bombarded with images online, on TV, and elsewhere. Recently, past few months, I mean, just all kinds of stuff that we've been witness to via the lens. So this morning, we're asking you guys, What image have you seen recently that has got you shaking your head, and why? Once again, from any new media source, that doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Okay, and but what image, what recent image have you seen that is this has you shaking your head, and why? Okay. Now, over the past week, we've been dealing with the Florida floods.
Right.
Excuse me, the Texas floods.
Texas floods, right.
And, the images associated with that, which is still
devastating.
Raw.
Yeah, devastating.
Still raw. We've got, ICE brutality. They're in a pitched battle right now in California at a marijuana farm.
Mm-hmm.
Attacking, workers. They're in a battle out there. The Trump parade was an image that still has me just shaking my head.
Millions of dollars wasted.
But more importantly, it's that march toward fascism, you know, that, that march towards dictatorship. Walking down the street with tanks and, you know, that we will kill you attitude, you know? So, and overnight, you got an image out of CNN of an Israeli attack on a bunch of children. And, you know, that really caught my attention because CNN had not been doing that. You know, that's one of my big complaints. You know, they, you know, talk about, you know, the injuries to others, but, you know, rarely have you seen the damage and injuries that have occurred as a result of the Israeli military. And those images were, you know, two children, 2 to 14, you know, laying out in the street, bodies mangled, blood all over the place. And, you know, you just have to shake your head and say, what in the world have we come to?
Right.
So this morning, we want to hear from you. What image would you like to comment on that has you shaking your head and asking the question, why, you know? Chip, I'm going to start with you. I know you out there and online and all over the place.
Mine is actually three images in a series. The first one, I think, is July 1st, when Trump and Kristi Noem went to Alligator Alcatraz outside the cages with detainees laughing and joking, smiling for the camera. The next one cuts to, I think, later that day or the next day with Christine Nomer showing the poster that Homeland Security has up that says, do you want to go home? It's a message board to encourage people to self-deport. What's interesting is all the faces in that photo are black and brown, like there are no European illegal aliens in the country. You know, we don't care about deporting them. And then the next one happened this Tuesday, where the agricultural secretary, I think her last name is Rhodes or Brooks or something like that, calmly announces at a press conference that she's not worried about the loss of migrant workers. She's like, well, you know, what we can do is we can take all these people that are going to be losing their Medicaid and make them farm workers. Brooke Rollins is her name. Yeah. So I guess she doesn't understand why people are on Medicaid to begin with, but she figures that, well, we can just make them agricultural workers.
Well, you know, there's a caveat to that also, because Trump has also said that, you know, perhaps they can take these people that they're trying to deport and contract farmers, allow farmers to set up their own little internment pens to serve as workers to be essentially
prison labor.
Yeah, prison labor. And you know, it's just incredible the ideas that these folks are coming up with. Another image that stuck with me was this. There were two, there's a video out there of two uniformed soldiers, Hispanic soldiers, escorting their mother to immigration hearing.
Mm-hmm.
And they would, they said, listen, we're here because we want to make sure she comes back home.
Right.
And these were active duty, in uniform, bracketing their mother because they weren't sure whether she would be, hemmed up. Because once you get hemmed up, they don't respect your human rights. So,
right.
The other image is the brutality inflicted on a worker, Hispanic worker, with a weed whacker just doing what he was being contracted to do. And, ICE rolled up on him and then beat him. Forced him down the ground. It's like George Floyd, had him on the ground, knees on the neck, punching him in the face. He was unarmed. They tried to make it sound like, he was
resisting.
That kind of attack. Right. Yeah, protesting and attacking him with a weed whacker.
Right.
And later to come find out that he was a retired military.
Mm-hmm.
With three other sons who are active military.
Right.
And, you just, why?
Right. The thing that's ludicrous to me is that given the history of police enforcement, I guess is what this is considered, their mantra is that, well, he was resisting. I don't know, given the history, if someone is going to jump you, throw you to the ground and start pounding on you, why would you not think that they might not stop? Why wouldn't you resist? That's your only chance for survival, it seems like, because these people will pummel you to death.
When you got eight people on your back.
Right.
Okay. Forcing you to the ground, you can't run, you can't do anything. So what constitutes resistance?
Right. And a lot of times you can't breathe, so you're resisting because you're trying to get a breath.
Trying to survive. Survival mode. But the fact that these people had active duty family members who were serving this country. That particular individual has served this country, and to get treated like that,
right?
So anyhow, and look, and the elected officials earlier, a few months back, getting roughed up, by what, Republican goons,
right.
Administrative goons, shoving them to the floor. Arresting a mayor, for just being there.
Right.
And congressional representatives for just trying to exercise their right to inspect a public facility.
Well, I mean, just as citizens, free speech. I mean, it's like you had a town hall meeting. It's like.
So those are just a few of the images that have come across people's eyeballs in the past few weeks and months. So we want to hear from you, share your thoughts. What image has you shaking your head and saying why? The number to call is 202-588-0893. This is Community Watch and Comment, a Friday edition with yours truly, Ryan Pinchback, and Chip Jones. Okay. All right, let's go to the phones. 202-588-0893. What image has you What recent image has you have you noticed? Have you watched or seen? Like I say, whether it's online, whether it's on TV or whatever, has you shaking your head and wondering why? Good morning, caller. You're on WPFW.
Hello, caller.
Good morning. Good morning, Ron.
There he is.
This is Rick calling from Germany.
How you doing, man?
Not too good. But I just wanted to say that the separation of church and state being overturned, that image has me doing backflips, and I can't do backflips. I think poor black people in America who are on Medicaid and welfare and Social Security supplemental income, they are too sick physically to work in the fields as their ancestors did 100 years ago, sharecropping. Trump is not going to flip black people back to the fields of America. It's just not going to happen. People are too sick, and they will rob, steal, and kill before they will go and do sharecropping or paid low-wage labor. I'm done, fellas.
202-588-0893. And the idea of, putting these, allowing farmers to set up their own camps,
mm-hmm.
you know, and get paid for doing so, just so they have labor, a labor force, you know, that has been decimated by the policies of this administration. 202-588-0893. Good morning, caller. What image has you wondering why and what's going on?
Hi.
Good morning.
The image that I want to talk about is the Hakeem Jeffries speech on the House floor. I thought it was really pathetic. It was void of sincerity. And, you know, people want substance over show. We do not want, if they really wanted to basically object to the big ugly bill per se, why didn't every Democrat get up and stop Trump from being able to sign the bill on the 4th of July, his deadline? They could have done that. But they wanted to get off on their 4th of July holiday, so they weren't going to make that type of sacrifice. So they are all talk and no action, and this is why they're not going to get, you know, traction on a big beautiful bill, because people want to say, well, what is your alternative? What do you have? What are you going to do? How are you going to stop this stuff? If you get elected, are you going to repeal the big beautiful bill? What are you going to do? The Democrats have nothing. So that's my. I just thought that whole thing was just for show, and it was just, you know, totally pathetic. So that's my comment.
How do you think they should have stopped it?
What I just finished saying. I'm saying not that they should not they essentially couldn't have stopped it, but they at least could have stopped Trump from signing it on the 4th of July. That was his deadline. They could have done that. Besides Hakeem Jeffries, another Democrat could have gotten up, and another Democrat could have gotten up and gone through the 4th of July. But they all wanted to go home for the 4th of July, so they weren't willing to make even that little sacrifice. And they could have at least stopped him from his goal from signing it on the 4th of July. That's why they rushed it through. That's
all right.
What I'm
Thanks
saying.
For sharing your image. Okay. Yeah, that was indeed an image of him, making his, what do you call it, the minute speech or whatever.
Yeah, magic minute. Yeah, I don't know that they can do that back to back to back. I have to look that up.
Well, that is a procedural question, but you know, that's where we are. They 202-588-0893. What image has you shaking your head and saying, you know, why? What's going on? What, don't they know? You know? Good morning, caller. You on WPFW.
Yeah. Ron and Chip, my mm-hmm. image that stands out in my mind, I'm a native Washingtonian, and I rely on the bus system quite a bit. And since this overhaul, where they have completely revamped the bus routes throughout the entire DMV region, at least in D.C., the buses, the image that stands out in my mind is seeing a bus or two buses, usually two, going by saying out of service, where there may be some people in the back of the bus, maybe two or three, and it'll just fly right by, people standing at the bus stop, patiently waiting for the bus to come. And then when the bus does come, the bus is packed, because what they've done is they've sped up the bus services. So now almost all of the buses are express. When you see an X beside a number, that means the bus is an express, meaning it has limited stops. I've purposely not tried to use the bus. I've done with Dr. Watkins is always talking about on his radio show. I try to walk. And I find I make better time, because sometimes four or five buses will pass you by. Either they're express buses with the X, or they're not in service, or they'll say they're not in service. So whoever great minds were involved in this revamp, they all need to be dozed, mm-hmm. because they have really made the services, the bus service, terrible. Now, I'm in my 70s, so I'm officially retired, so I don't have, you know, to be at work at a certain time and all that good stuff when I was in the workforce. But occasionally I do have to be at certain places at a certain right. time, like funerals, doctor's appointments. It's not possible with the system we have in place now. So my image, and I'm going to cut it short, is the image of a metro bus passing by five or six people who've waited patiently, and it will just fly by because it won't pick you up. And I don't believe the drivers are, you know, just being unfriendly. I think this is a policy to speed up the bus service to accommodate the gentrification process, the white folks, to accommodate the white people who've come back into the city, to let them get to where they want to go. And the natives who rely on just going maybe two or three blocks down the street and then getting off and walking to wherever their destination is, that has been done away with now. And I, you know, if you could find out from some reliable source in Metro, what was the thinking behind making everything express? So that's what stands out in my mind as the image that is not doing D.C. very any benefits.
Right.
You know, and then with the circulators gone, we're in trouble. Thank you.
Thank you. From the ground, you know. That's, I mean, that's what they call it. Since they just rolled this out, you know, it's going to be interesting to see how citizens, you know, find this new service. Did it really improve things, or did it exacerbate issues?
Well, the thing I want to know is the people that thought this up and they're rolling this out, are any of them Metro users? You know, that's that's usually the problem, is that you got people making decisions that don't affect them. So, you know, they don't use the same care and due diligence, you know. And so,
you're right about that, man. I doubt seriously if many of them are Metro riders.
Right.
Yeah, maybe some of the grunts, you know, but the grunts, not the policymakers.
Not the policymakers, right. Hey, just on a side note, that magic minute is only afforded to the party leadership. So the people in power or the opposition. Any other member, they are granted speeches at the permission of the Speaker of the Senate or the House. So, yeah, you can't stack up magic minute behind magic minute.
No tag team, right?
Yeah, they're not going to let you do that. So,
we got another caller. One of the images that kind of I'm still scratching my head about is this regarding the Texas flood.
Mm-hmm.
Now, right now, you know, FEMA, all of the administration officials are running away from questions. And the first thing I noticed also was this: where is the Texas National Guard?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, this is what the National Guard is supposed to do.
Right.
You know, I haven't seen not a single uniform, not a single National Guard uniform, you know, participating in this recovery effort. And I know they got helicopters and equipment and generators and all that stuff, you know. So I wonder if they can't deploy because they're too busy in California.
Yeah,
on the border.
You know, someone, or a couple of people have likened this to a new Jim Crow. That, you know, after the compromise of 1877, where they, you know, made Rutherford B. Hayes the president, the compromise required the North to remove all of the troops from the Civil War that were still in the South, basically stationed there to keep order and make the South do what was right. And we are seeing that now, the way Trump is running this government, he is removing all of those people that were in place, the DOJ and attorney generals and stuff, that were there to make sure that people followed the rules, because he didn't follow the rules. Yeah. And so now we have this, you know, laissez-faire when it comes to doing governance, true governance, the things that affect people's lives, you know. So that's where we're at. We're at this, you know, we don't know what's going to happen. National Guard's not going to be there. You know, when you have the Department of Homeland Security person saying, well, you know, this kind of stuff is the property of the states. You know, FEMA, you know, operates out of the states. It is the Federal Emergency Management Association. It operates out of the federal government. So we have these people that are in charge of divisions that have no idea how government works. It's crazy.
And, look, and not only that, the person that Trump appointed as FEMA director hasn't been seen for months. Has not made any public appearances. Has not made any public statements. It's like, you know, where's Waldo?
Okay. Right. It's like,
all right, 202-588-0893. Community watching comment. What image has you scratching your head and wondering, what the hell? You know. Good morning, caller. You on WPFW.
And
that
made any public statement?
Oh.
Good morning.
Yeah, I'm calling from Virginia, and my name is Lawrence, and I've got a question/comment.
Hey, Lawrence, is your radio on? I'm hearing something in the background.
Yeah, turn that down.
Yeah, turn your radio down.
Yeah. I've got a question/comment. Why hasn't anyone addressed the probability that these ICE agents
masked ICE agents are the J6 insurrectionists, which is why they're wearing masks, because they don't want to be identified.
Identified, right.
I haven't heard anyone address that.
There's a good possibility. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're out on the street.
Yeah.
You know, and ICE is hiring, you know, anybody that is willing to do their bidding, you know. That image that you just described of these masked people, you know, masked citizens.
Right.
You know.
Well, we've got stories of copycats, people wearing masks and fake badges. So it's like, why? That's another thing, is that you put people in the peril of being taken advantage of even more so. So it's like. Yeah.
But they don't want to be identified because they're the same people that did what they did over on Capitol Hill.
Capitol Hill, right.
And they don't want to be identified, which is why whoever heard of mask law enforcement? That doesn't make sense. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Legitimate.
Yeah, we've heard of them, all right, but that's called Nazi Germany.
Yeah.
You know, that's for the brown shirts and the goon squads.
Yeah.
You know, read up on that history, folks.
Right.
You know, if you don't know it, you're going to repeat it.
And right.
Exactly.
Because so many people don't know it. We are definitely in the throes of a repeat.
Yeah. I'm planning on calling Senator Kaine and the other guy over there in D.C. and ask them the same question.
Right.
Because I'd like to get an answer to it.
We have seen through social media that anonymity breeds misbehavior. So if you are in law enforcement and you're allowed to go with your face covered, you know, that's why we see this kind of brutality. They can't be held to account.
Yeah.
Exactly. They can't be identified. They can't be held. They won't even put what agency they represent, mm-hmm. you know, on these tactical uniforms that they're wearing, you know. So it's like I said, they've this administration has unleashed a police force that's out of control, you know. So, and the images show it, you know. You know, chasing people around in fields and pulling people out of cars. And not only that, though, the image also of the young student, this was happened months ago, that was just pulled up off the street for being a demonstrator, you know, on our way to class. She's just, I'm just minding my business.
Right.
Next thing you know, she's surrounded by, you know, a squad of people with masks, you know, no IDs and stuff. All right, those images are out there, guys. 202-580-8893. Good morning, caller. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. You started out talking about imagery, and I was thinking, and I'm disturbed both by what I see and what I don't see. For example, I don't see there have been 1,000 claims for damage after a day of Iranian attacks in Israel, and I don't see any. The imagery. I started to see some on Fox News one night, and they were interrupted by Israeli soldiers who stopped the broadcast because it let the give targeting information to the other thing. But I was astonished by the damage I saw from bombs from Iran. I also don't see enough even of the American problem in Texas that I can't really understand how it came about, why it happened, what can be done to do it, but who knows? I also do not see anything about any imagery of the 100 starving people made to march to only a few places, less than 5, to get food, who were shot down by mercenary troops, a lot of them from the United States or wherever, as they're getting food, and there's more than 100 of them being killed per day. And right. I'm saying, why am I not seeing this imagery? I'm not hearing about some of these stuff. I somebody in Malaysia sent some imagery over the web about somebody crying because their building was bombed by, damaged by Iranian missiles or something. But I have not seen any imagery of people in Lebanon or other places that being bombed in Gaza or anything else being bombed. So I'm disturbed by imagery, but I also am disturbed by not seeing imagery, and I hope the news media gets it, a handle on it, and they show what they can, and they do what they can, or they explain to the public why they can't show certain imagery. And I hope that's something that we get together, because I think what's happening now, maybe just the rich people are saying, hey, we run this place. Stop! It's time to stop trying to hide it, and we'll bomb and kill anybody who tries to deny us the right to do what we want with their tax money, because we're making them pay for it. Anyway.
Right. Yes, I think one of the things that's problematic is that it may not even be that it's in their best interest, but they fold. I mean, we've seen with Paramount, you know, folding to Trump and paying him what $16 million over the CBS what's the show 60 Minutes.
Right.
Is that these guys now are going to capitulate. So, you know, we don't know what is in their ear from the government now about what they should be showing and not showing.
See, I have a question. Go ahead.
You're not good.
I'm sorry, I just fell in the middle. I have a question as to whether they're capitulating or whether this is something like self-dealing, that they're all together anyway in a business, and how can we transfer some money to him and keep more, making more ourselves? Is it capitulation or is it quiet cooperation where they're...
It's quiet cooperation because these mega communication companies got deals in the pipeline.
Right.
That are going to require
FCC approval.
FCC approval. And they know, and Trump has already told them that, you know, you play ball with us, or, you know, we'll hold up that application, you know, for you to buy that next piece of that next piece of network.
Or
that's
sell.
What's going on.
Yeah, because that's the deal with Paramount is that the woman who's in charge of Paramount, you know, is slated to make $2 billion on the sale of Paramount, but the FCC was going to hold it up, and so they folded and capitulated to Trump. You know, now they couldn't get the actual reporters on the ground and producers to apologize the way he wanted, but they made a deal to pay him $16 million and make it look like he was right. And suddenly this Paramount deal is going through. So,
okay. I'm suspicious. That's all I'm saying. I think that Trump family or Trump associates are with Paramount, CBS, and these other folks. And I think there is a way of making it look like they're fighting, but really it's a way of them paying off their secret friends and relatives and associates. But that's my suspicion anyway. I don't have any proof of that.
I think it's always been the case that the higher ups, you know, whether it's Bezos or you know, the lady at Paramount, all these rich people are, you know, they've got the same vested interests. But what has usually happened in the media is there's been a firewall between those guys on the corporate side and the people that are actually doing the news. And that's what's gone now. I mean, we're having the producer of CBS being fired. We're having, you know, other people of 60 Minutes just walking out because they cannot tell the news that they want to tell, because they're journalists. They're, you know, as people, you know, always poo-poo journalism and say, oh, well, you know, they just tell the company line. That's not true. I know tons of journalists that have lost jobs, that have fought against their corporations to tell the truth. There are a lot of them out there, you know, and that's what they're losing now, is they're losing the ability to actually talk truth to power, you know, even the power.
That's why Joe and Reed got canned, you know,
right.
And And that list is growing and
growing. Is growing exponentially. You know, it's a, and that's why it's so important. It's so important to have places like WPFW, which is not beholden, because soon we will actually be the only people able to tell the truth.
All right, 202-588-0893, Community Watch and Comment. It's 11:39 here in the nation's capital. We got another caller. Good morning. Welcome to the program.
Oh, good morning. Good morning. Thank you for having me. I just had three quick comments. Well, the first one on Metro, it's just so easy. We know what they're doing. We know it's a whitening up of the city and how they're being catered to. And you knew that with the bike lanes they start painting. I was born in D.C. and I never got a bike lane, you know. So we know what's going on. But for what I learned from the folks that paved the way for me, I learned about something called boycott. The black dollar is so strong that if we just did like now, we got cell phones, we got radio, like what exists right now with WPFW. We got all these means to communicate with our people. And back in that day, our people didn't have that. We got more ways of communicating with our people today to tell our people, if you don't like what's going on with Metro, simply make a demand and say, do it. And we're going to boycott until you make it happen. And that's my comment on Metro. Now, on what's going on with ICE, it's two sides to this coin. Black people have been in line for over 400 years in this country, still haven't seen reparations, okay? And people have bust in front of the line. I remember very clearly a young teenager I was in 1983, and Nanny Helen Burroughs walked in McDonald's with my big brother asked for a job because we had no food at home. They said, you need a high school diploma in hand just to sweep the floor at McDonald's, okay? So in contrast today, where you don't even need English to be a manager at McDonald's, I got to say, now, mind you, as a black / Hispanic man that I am, I got a right to speak on this. You can't bust in front of black people that have been here. And I'm talking to all of the different communities, the women's movement, LGBT plus, and the Latinos. You've all bust in front of line of black people. And when you were smiling, getting these contracts, and I ain't talking about the jobs that black people don't want. I'm talking the black people, the jobs black people can't get. Like, I know some black folks that would like that construction contract worth thousands of dollars a day, or that landscaping contract worth thousands of dollars a day, where you can buy a house straight cash within 5 years. I know a lot of black people and a lot of black poor communities that want those contracts that are given away to Spanish folks, in which Spanish folks are smiling and taking and going to the bank all day, knowing that they're busting in front of black people at the end of the day. So when you bust in front of black people, it's like I think Brother Malcolm said, if they come for my people in the night, they're going to come for your people in the day. So what happens, and to every Spanish person listening that do understand English, that understand the words that are coming out of my mouth, As a black Spanish man myself, shame on you. You should, the best way to fight your fight is join a black movement. Because when Black Lives Matter, I didn't see a whole lot of Spanish support out there that could have been out there. But now that they're coming for your people in the day, now I don't agree with what ICE is doing, but it is kind of a form of the chickens coming home to roost when you know yourself is being weaponized against black people to blackball black people out of these jobs and positions. You know, now on the, so that's what I got to say about that portion of ICE. My third comment about ICE and is not even necessarily to do with ICE, is to do with this administration and White House. The reason that they're getting rid of a lot of Spanish folks that, and bombing Iran at the same time. And what people don't seem to recognize is this is about money. If Iran bombs back, if you get rid of a lot of Spanish folks, now the Spanish folk that have these car leases, that's money. These small businesses, that's money. These apartment leases, that's money. And these house mortgages, that's money. If you take that money away from America while Iran bombs, you go into, your crime escalates, you go into martial law, and then that man can't get out the White House. So that's what the real plan is that nobody is peeping.
And that's my comment.
Thanks for making your comments. Thanks for sharing your perspective. You know, it is a complicated situation. You know, it's just it's complicated. You know, you go by and, you know, you see contractors out there repairing roads, you know, working on buildings, and you don't see a lot of brothers and sisters out there, you know, in those jobs, because these people are being hired by contractors, and these contractors are the lack of a better word is more comfortable with hiring their own. And so, you know, the next time you go by, see a road crew working, you know, just take a look. You know, the evidence is out there.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you've got, you know, businesses that need labor, that young Black folks don't want to participate in, for whatever reason. They don't, whether it's working at McDonald's or some other fast food joint, you know. So then, you know, the managers, they got to keep the doors open. So they're going to hire anybody that shows up on a consistent basis. So there's a lot that goes into that. And that's something that, you know, that we, Hispanics and Blacks, you know, are going to have to take a look at, you know, to rebuild a more equitable future for both, you know, because they're definitely being, you know, targeted now. You know, all you got to be is brown. You know, if you're brown, you know, you run the risk of being iced.
Right.
You know, walking down the street.
You don't even have to be brown if you speak Spanish.
Yeah,
they snatching up people that can pass. Somebody said habla español. Snatch that person.
Yeah, see me guy.
I don't know if the war thing holds up, because I mean the 22nd Amendment is pretty clear, two terms. So even if there's a war, you know, Trump will still get booted out. I mean that was a direct response to FDR. You know, getting four terms during World War II. So I think that amendment is in the face of that. Yeah, well, yeah, he's trying to.
And they got a Supreme Court that is just.
Bought and paid for.
All right, 202-580-8893. You're in tune to 89.3 FM, WPFW. And this morning we've been, you know, getting some thoughts about imagery and some images that that you may have witnessed, you know, that you may have noticed that you would like to comment on, because we live in this visual world right now, mm-hmm. whether it be online, whether it be on television.
But you know, and, the you one. Know,
I was just gonna say, like the image I saw this from CNN,
mm-hmm.
showing actual, you know, the Gaza victims, you know, young children. That has not been seen before. It'll be interesting to see how long they continue to show that footage, because yeah. it's very graphic, and I would not be surprised if they're getting some kind of blowback.
Right.
Yeah, for airing that footage. But it was refreshing to see that, it, like I said, it showed both sides of the carnage, you know, and I do mean both sides of the carnage. All right, 202-580-8893.
And one photo I was going to talk about that, you know, kind of grabbed me, you know, in a conspiracy theorist sort of way. As a few weeks back, they had a photo at Trump at a rally up close, showing the right side of his head. I don't know if you saw that, like a detailed photo where you could see the ear that apparently was supposedly shot. And there is not a single blemish on it. So, you know, that got the the conspiracy people on social media. Oh, it made me ponder a second too. Like, was that all staged? I mean, I've seen women with scars on their ears from, you know, bad earring piercing. How does he get, you know, high powered rifle shot, all that blood and stuff, and there's not a mark on it at all?
You know, these conspiracy theories, that's even, you know, even regarding this Texas flooding.
Right.
There are those out there that, you know, within the administration that are spreading such theories and concoctions and whatnot about what really happened. And, you know, it's amazing. Yeah, you have to, you know, that's why imagery is so important. And now that they have AI out there.
That's a scary bet.
Yes, indeed.
Because now you don't know what to believe. I mean, I discount right. A lot of stuff that probably is true simply because, nah, man, it's AI.
it's just getting too hard to kind of figure that out. So you have to be very, very discerning, you know, as they say. 202-588-0893, community watch and comment. And today, once again, we've been trying to get your perspective on images that have come across your eyeballs that you would like to say, hey, you know, how is this happening? Right, you know, the camera don't lie, but it do, as they say, it do.
Right. You can tell a tale.
You can tell a tale, all right? And you know, what was that? You say anything long enough and loud enough, and people will come to believe it. Standard operating procedure, as they say. All right, we got Ida coming up next. That's right. Ida Campbell in the house. Give y'all some blues on a Friday afternoon. And nothing like some good music. And I want to thank all those folks that came out to the Jazz and Justice Festival. You know, a lot of you folks had, you know, been out there in the hot sun. And I want to thank the PFW volunteers and staff that made that possible. It's always enjoyable to see you guys in person, okay? And coming up in September, we have our annual 5K run and walk. Run, walk, and wheelchair. You know, all are invited. You'll be hearing more and more about that. We would like for you to participate. You know, you folks trying to stay healthy, and you know, that's an event supported by the local station board. So, you'll be hearing more and more about that in the coming days and weeks. So, get yourself all limbered up. All right. Hope to see you out there on, you know, in that 5K run, walk, and wheelchair, all right? Because we want everybody to come out and be healthy, get the expert. What was that? There'll be some workshops on things like you can do to improve, you know, that muscle stuff, you know, trying to get those muscles loose when you get a little older. Right. You know about that shit, right?
Drop a little weight, you know.
Yeah.
Build that cardio.
Build that cardio.
Yeah.
So, folks, you have a wonderful weekend. And thanks for supporting WPFW, your station for jazz and justice. We're going to go out of here. Ida get set for another fantastic Friday of the blues. All right. Enjoy, everybody. Chip, see you next week.
See you next week, brother. Stay cool.
You know, nowadays, it seems like there's a lot of bad things going on, and I guess a lot of it, from the way I see it, seems to still stem from lack of feelings on our parts is how we relate or communicate with our fellow brothers and sisters. Hatred is a feeling, love is a feeling. Let's hate all that does not allow us to love. And we can do that just by getting to know each other and talking to the people.
The Institute for Policy Studies, alongside the Wallace Global Fund, Public Citizen, and The Nation magazine, invite you to their second annual Henry Wallace Symposium, Bold Ideas for a New Progressive Majority, taking place on Thursday, July 17th, from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. at the University of California, Washington Center. Speakers include Representatives Pramila Jayapal, Greg Kassar, and Jamie Raskin, along with Lisa Gilbert of Public Citizen and IPS Executive Director Tope Falerin. That's the second annual Henry Wallace Symposium, Bold Ideas for a New Progressive Majority, on Thursday, July 17th, from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. at the University of California, Washington Center, on 1608 Rhode Island Avenue, Northwest Washington, D.C. More information about how to register can be found online at ips-dc.org/events. WPFW is your station for jazz and justice, building a better world one broadcast at a time.
Hello, WPFW listeners. Summertime is here. Words, Beats, and Life has the event for your family and friends this season. The second annual DMV Made Festival is happening Saturday, July 26th on the National Mall, a one-day celebration of the D.C., Maryland, Virginia region, promoting the intersections of arts and culture, plus health and wellness. With live music by Go-Go Legends, EU, featuring Sugar Bear, vocalist Navasha Deya, jazz fusion trio The Mesthetics, Black Folks Don't Swim, Kamau, and much more. Plus Family Fun Zone, Poetry and Storytelling Pavilion, Interactive Dance Stage, Live Art Installations, Hands-On Workshops, and Health and Wellness Pavilion. July 26th on the National Mall. Full details at wblinc.org/DMVMade. See you there. Brought to you by Words, Beats, and Life with support from WPFW.
African Diaspora International Film Festival, Africa World Now Project, and GWU Africana Studies Program present the 18th Annual African Diaspora International Film Festival, D.C., August 1st to the 3rd, featuring a film on Walter Rodney, films on Black musical traditions, and more. Receptions and Q&As, ADIFFDC, from August 1st to the 3rd at the GWU Student Center. Tickets and schedule at nyadiff.org or at 212-864-1760. ADIFF, where Black Life Matters. WPFW, building a better world, one broadcast at a time.
The Birchmere presents Omar, July 17th. Hubert Laws, July 20th. Hiroshima, July 24th. And Sheila E., July 30th. Details at thebirchmere.com.
Greetings. WPFW is pleased to announce the relaunch of our major donor program, now known as the Jazz and Justice Circle. If you gave $1,000 last year or so far this year, you are automatically enrolled in this cherished group of listener members, and we thank you. Benefits of your membership are at wpfwfm.org under the Support Us tab at the top of the homepage is the Jazz and Justice Circle. Interested in joining this select group? Please consider a donation of $1,000 or more online at wpfwfm.org. Your donation helps WPFW build a better world one broadcast at a time.
WPFW swag in your life? I don't just say I support jazz and justice without saying a word. We've got you covered. Details and browsing at WPFWFM.org. Again, that's WPFWFM.org.
No social justice issue or movement can escape the spotlight of the Latino Media Collective. The Latino Media Collective delivers consequential coverage from the biggest countries in South America to the small